Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 28th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There is a reason there have been so many stories this month about how hot it is in various locations around the world. Bloomberg reports July is set to become the world's hottest month on record, as the first 21 days of the month were the hottest three-week period on record, with July 6 seeing the highest ever global average temperature, according to the European Union's Earth Observation Agency, Copernicus. There's also a reason my Facebook feed has an ad for a chair hooked up to a cooler full of ice that makes you feel like you're in a swimming pool while sitting in the chair. I missed reporting this yesterday. The CFTC on July 26 approved a final DCO reporting information requirement and three proposals at an open commission meeting. The first item was final rule reporting and information requirements for derivative clearing organization. The commission unanimously approved a final rule amending certain reporting and information regulations applicable to derivative clearing organizations. Second was proposed rule swap confirmation requirements for swap execution facilities. The commission unanimously approved a rule proposal to amend its swap execution facility SEF regulations related to uncleared swap confirmations, as well as associated conforming and technical changes. Third was proposed rule amendments to provisions common to registered entities. The commission approved the proposed rule to amend Part 40 of the commission's regulations. The regulations in Part 40 implement Section 5CC of the Commodity Exchange Act and govern how registered entities submit self-certifications and requests for approval of their rules, rule amendments, and new products for trading and clearing, as well as the commission's review and processing of such submissions. And lastly, proposed rule margin requirements for uncleared swaps for swap dealers and major swap participants. The commission approved the proposed rule to amend the margin requirements for uncleared swaps applicable to swap dealers, SDs, and major swap participants, MSPs, for which there is no prudential regulator. The firm SK3W has a press release this morning announcing SK3W Technologies Inc. raises $7 million Series A to help financial exchanges establish and maintain fair, transparent, and auditable access to markets. That is not what is remarkable about this press release. How the first sentence begins is the remarkable part. The sentence begins, "The leading experts in financial exchange access." Now, I've never heard of SK3W before, so my BS alarm immediately went off for such an audacious statement. But then when you look at the firms and the people that led the funding round, Tower Research Ventures, IMC, Citadel Securities, and the previous investors, including Aptiver, IMC, Jump Trading, Tower Research Ventures, XR Trading, and Mr. Tom Joyce, you change your mind. These are some serious players in market access. So my BS meter went back to zero. I guess I need to get to know SK3W. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler weighed in with his opinion of the nature of the markets and some of the participants in the crypto markets. In an appearance on Bloomberg Markets, he said the crypto markets are rife with fraud and hucksters. I get the feeling Mr. Gensler was cheated at the local county fair too many times. Crane Chicago Business decided it needed to reflect on the lack of success Ken Griffin is having selling his portfolio of Gold Coast condos, and what the message was that he was listing them for less than he bought them for. The condo sell-off is not going well, Crane's reports. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, What Happens When You Stop at One Glass of Wine a Day? It's an intriguing question, but the simple answer is no one knows. No one has ever stopped at one glass. If you missed my video interview with Tom Lant about his trip to Ukraine to deliver humanitarian aid to a charity at a train stop in Kiev and a truck to the front lines in the south and east of Ukraine, I definitely recommend it. It is the story of one of us, a professional from the financial markets ecosystem, raising money to buy humanitarian aid and a truck, and then driving it to Ukraine himself so it was delivered into the hands of the people it was intended for. Tom is now a member of my list of industry heroes who have gone above and beyond. He saw a need and found a way to meet it, far beyond his comfortable life in the UK. For the record, I did not have Barbie dolls when I was a kid. That was just a setup for the joke. I did have a G.I. Joe. I had the G.I. Joe astronaut with the space capsule. He even had a real fuzzy beard. And he is buried in the backyard of my childhood home. Our most read stories yesterday in JLN Options were Keurig Dr. Pepper sees 1 million in bullish call options ahead of earnings, Black Scholes and the Mysterious Smile, Tom Lant's trip to Ukraine and back with humanitarian aid is just a beginning. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our FIA IDX coverage. Vermiculus's Chris Giordinis talks about mixing microservice tech with the cloud to make new CSD. Chris Giordinis, project manager and partner with Vermiculus Financial Technology, was interviewed by JLN correspondent Julie Russ at the recent FIA International Derivatives Week, IDX, in London. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. FedNow, Capital Kanban, and the Art of Discouraging Bank Runs. Too fast, too usurious. Letting people at their money is risky for bank. That's the unsurprising conclusion of a note from Barclays, a bank which looks the benefits and consequences of friction-free banks transfer. The hook is FedNow, the Federal Reserve's unified real-time payment system, which went live this month. Anyone who needs to know about the mechanics of deposit clearing and settlement probably does already, so we'll keep the explanation brief. All banks keep their own ledgers of depositor account balances. Every payment instruction needs to be checked against ledgers kept by the sender and receiver, as well as against the Fed's master ledger of bank settlement balances. My comment. There's one way to stop bank runs. Go back to gold and make people have to carry all their gold with them all the time. For one, you would have to have deep and well-reinforced pockets, and two, you may not be able to move from all that weight. Maybe banks and fiat currency have a good purpose. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Regulators announced Basel III endgame rules for large U.S. banks. New framework could require the biggest lenders to put aside billions of dollars collectively. U.S. bank regulators have advanced plans to impose more arduous capital requirements on the country's large lenders, which could require the six biggest institutions to put aside additional tens of billions of dollars collectively for potential losses. Shares of JPMorgan Chase and other big banks initially rallied on Thursday following the news, but then pared their gains after some industry groups said the regulations would be more costly than regulators suggest. The one exception was Citigroup, which closed 0.8% higher. My comment. Regulators have also announced that Jennifer Lawrence will star in Basel 3 Endgame. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was, this female billionaire thinks the secret to women's wealth is poker, from Time Magazine, about Jenny Just. Second was, big traders Virtu and Citadel Securities hit by market slowdown, from the Financial Times. Third was, SEC proposes new requirements to address risks to investors from conflicts of interest associated with the use of predictive data analytics by broker-dealers and investment advisors, an SEC press release. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, new indices rapidly lose ability to outperform, study shows. Research demonstrates that backtesting is a poor indicator of future returns. Morningstar finds. Newly constructed indices often flatter to deceive and rapidly lose the bulk of the ability to outperform they demonstrated in backtesting, according to research from Morningstar. Based largely on backtested data, a typical new index outperformed its corresponding Morningstar category index by 1.4 percentage points a year during the 5 years before any fund started tracking it, the researchers found. But that excess total return declined to just 0.39 percentage points a year over the 5 years after the fund launch. Risk-adjusted performance followed a similar downtrend. Here's another story from the Financial Times. ESG put to the test in a high inflation world. Prices have proved volatile as regulators probe claims of greenwashing. After more than a decade on the investment scene, ESG is being put to the test as never before. The past 18 months have exposed the short-term risks of sustainable funds. Many missed out on the oil surge in 2022, raising questions not only about their short-term performance, but also their long-term strategy in a world that might need fossil fuels longer than people had hoped. And then finally, here's a story from CoinDesk. CBDCs wrongly break down the separation between money and state. Central banks around the world are accelerating their experiments with issuing digital currency, whether it's the New York Fed's announcement of a successful proof of concept or the Bank of England's recent completion of the next phase of its digital pound experiment. Over 130 countries around the world are toying with issuing central bank digital currencies. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.